Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's talk about the concerning things in this game, because third-down defense reared its
third-down defense
again, and yeah, really it was mostly third-and-long defense, which is something. Remember last week you pointed out correctly how part of the reason the Bills held the Jets to 0 for 11 was because they put the Jets in third-and-long. Well, in this game, they put the Dolphins in third-and-long, and they completed, from what I saw, I'm going to put it more on the fact that the pass rush couldn't get home on these third and longs, because they got close, like Bosa got close to Tua a couple of times. But other than that, like, he, good job by Tua. You don't expect him to extend plays. He extended plays. Yeah. And when it's third and long and you extend plays that you have to cover a little bit longer, yes, there were issues in the back end. But I think more than anything, Matt, boy, the pass rush did not get home in this game. You got to do a better job to get to Tua in those situations.
Against an inferior offensive line, or one that we thought was inferior after what they allowed the Patriots to do to them a week ago. Yeah, I think that Bosa had some times where he was close, but I'm still wondering, like, we really haven't seen much from Greg Rousseau, at least as far as a pass rusher, through three games of the season. That's somebody that they paid. They need more out of. You know, I think AJ Epenesa has made some nice plays actually collectively for them over the course of these first couple weeks, but is not, you know, some pass rush specialist.
Right.
Same thing with Javon Solomon. Like, you know, he's supposed to give them pass rush juice, and then they've moved him a little bit all over the place as like part of a NASCAR package, but there hasn't been much there. TJ Sanders has been underwhelming as a pass rusher up to this point. You know, Daquan Jones, I think, is at a different point in his career where it's, you know, you're not expecting a ton out of him. So just collectively, it was not good enough. Like, that is the thing. The pass rush is just non-existent yesterday.
Well, I would wonder too, and I do think that not having Ed Oliver matters here, right? Because everybody has to play a different role without Ed Oliver. And I'm not saying Ed Oliver is this amazing pass rusher. He's a penetrator, but Ed Oliver allows them, everybody else maybe, to have a less attention, play a little bit different role. When Ed Oliver's penetrating on a third and long, because he's an undersized guy who can penetrate, now you have the ability to do maybe some more twists and stunts on the inside with a Joey Bosa, because somebody's being occupied. Somebody's occupying, or Ed Oliver is getting occupied by a couple of people. I did see the snap counts. Some people wondered, man, Bosa, there's no way they can keep 87%. He was on the field for 87% of the snaps, 53 out of 61. I would also say, though, I bet you that's a product of the fact that they knew they had 10 days off after this.
Yeah, right? I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look. I mean, they played 2 games in 4 days, And Joey Bosa was great on the previous Sunday against the Jets. And then I think very late in the game, they got him out. But they have a game and they've rest for 10 days pretty much. So I think that would probably be a product of why they did that. Interior defensive line. Saw some nice flashes from Deion Walker, who, by the way, did he actually get a hand on the Terrell Bernard?
So I've watched it 10 times.
And he said in the locker room, Bernard, Terrell needs to thank me because it was my pressure. He never said he touched the ball, though.
I can't tell. Regardless, great play. Like this splash play, it's nuts that we're now basically done with this podcast and we're just talking about the play that kind of sealed the game. But Deion Walker beats his man at the line, quick move to the inside, forces Tua to throw the ball. Bernard reads the play. He shouts out after the game, Al Holcomb, one of their coaches, saying like, hey, this is a look that they use a lot. If you see this, jump this play. So coaching matters. And Terrell Bernard, I think the linebackers have had a pretty meh start to the season. That's the stuff that you need from Terrell Bernard, the splash plays. And he did it again. So kudos.
You know what else he said besides Holcomb? This is when you say coaching matters. You're right. Film study, being smart, preparing, be a professional matters. He said, also went up to him after the press conference, just said, hey, I just want to clarify. Like I said, when did you see it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He said, I saw it earlier in the game. He said, first of all, the Jets ran that play and had a like some yardage on it. So we figured that they would do the same thing, the Dolphins. Saw that formation earlier in the game. And I kind of knew it was coming, and they didn't throw it there. So I said, next time I see that, I think they're going to throw it there. This is film study. He knew it, Matt. He saw it and said, they're throwing the ball there, and he jumped it.
Football's awesome, man.
Amazing.
Like this kind of stuff is just the football geeks in us where we like get excited because we're like, wow, look at how it all kind of comes to fruition, right? Yeah. The coach bringing it up, the film study of knowing that that play could potentially be out there and then making that play in that moment to seal the win for the Bills. So yeah, that stuff's awesome. So great play from Terrell Bernard, great play from Deion Walker to get back there, whether he tipped it or not. That's a good sign. I mean, they're using Deion Walker is in very valuable snaps right now. Even more so Walker than TJ Sanders, but with the injuries that they've had, the one thing I'll say about the defense, and I posted this on X this morning, and this is not meant to be an excuse, because I said, like, listen, 3-0, that's the most important thing. I put important to remember for the Bills defense, which has been inconsistent for the season, they will be getting reinforcements. They played this game without Ed Oliver and without Matt Milano. Neither player went to IR when they were eligible, so that indicates that both of them are relatively short-term injuries. Max Hairston is eligible to return from IR next week, and both Hoyt and Ogunjobi's suspensions are now halfway done. So those are five people who you were anticipating were going to contribute in some capacity or really I mean, we're talking about a first-round pick, two of the first guys that they signed in free agency, the best player on the field against the Ravens, and then Matt Milano, who has flashed. These are five notable players. With those, there'll be a couple guys who are not there because injuries happen. But when they have a full kind of cupboard of defensive pieces, I do expect that the defense could take a step forward.
I think Michael Hoyt is going to be a big piece of what they do.
I
think
do too.
Hoyt, like they have a lot of plans for Michael Hoyt. On this note, I do want to ask you, I do want to talk about the secondary, but since you brought it up, I want to ask you, we had that big Landon Jackson conversation, which was great. And I had a lot of good debate with people on X, which is a really good spot. But I thought about it afterwards. I thought, okay. But Matt, when Larry Ogunjobi comes back, can't you see a scenario that TJ Sanders doesn't get a jersey?
No.
Oh, really? What do they do then? Larry Ogunjobi is inactive? I see a scenario.
I mean, I admittedly didn't even know when Ogunjobi came back from his suspension if he was going to like immediately go to the 53. Like you could cut him.
But then I don't think that's going to happen.
No, you wouldn't have done that because you had a free 6 weeks to just kind of figure out.
But they're eating the salary cap by having him on the roster week one. They could have just released him and saved $1.5 million.
Yeah, but then you lose out on the what happens if you have all of the injuries or what if somebody notable gets. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. What I ultimately think is going to be that they just shift how they have their players active and TJ Sanders, Deion Walker, Ogunjobi, Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones are the five defensive tackles that they have active on game day.
Well, they've only run with four, though.
I know. I'm saying I think when you get Ogunjobi back, that has to change.
Right. And you're saying you don't think TJ Sanders could be the odd man out at all?
No. No, I don't.
Interesting.
I don't.
I wonder. I mean, I think you're probably right that it's more likely it's Ogunjobi inactive. And maybe they do say, okay, well, we can move on now. Because there's no spot for him on the 53. I could see that as well.
I
could also see a scenario where they want a little bit more veteran presence, and they say, you know what, TJ, we love what you're doing, but we're going to not give you a jersey today.
I just don't see that happening, personally. I could be wrong.
If it does, we're going to have a good conversation.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.